This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so every morning we talk about the question of the day and we get your answers. And today is a good would you rather. Would you rather live in a world where everyone's overly polite or overly honest? This is actually a lot deeper than you think because we all want everyone to be kind and nice, don't we? But we also want them to be honest and real. We want them to be authentic and themselves. But then you have a problem sometimes when people are authentic and themselves. Sometimes people don't like you for that. Sometimes people aren't good people. Sometimes people are better for that. So I really want you to think about this morning. And then I want you to text or call 414-533-1037. Would you rather live in a world where everyone is overly polite or overly honest? Think about it. It's almost like saying kindness or bluntness. You know which way I'm going, everybody. I mean, seriously. 414-533-1037. We do this every single morning, the question of the day, and it's meant to make you think a little bit, wake your brain up. So think about it, seriously. You want to live in a world where everyone's overly polite, overly nice, or overly honest? Think about it. If they're honest, it's going to be brutal.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So would you rather live in a world where everyone is overly polite or overly honest? Now, it sounds simple, but it's not, because think about it. Honesty can hurt people's feelings. It can be offensive. It can do a lot of things. Kindness does not. But do you get things done with kindness? I don't know. I'm going to go right to the phones this morning because they blew up as soon as I asked this question. Kara is in Kenosha. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Hi. So you're going honest. Really?
Honest. Yep. Yes. I'm a realist myself. Mm-hmm. I can't stand, you know, the little fake niceness. So
it's fair enough. But people can be really offensive if they're honest sometimes. Sometimes we don't need people's honesty. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
what
I do.
You're a bad person.
I'm told I'm really brutally honest. So.
Well, there are good brutally honest and there are bad brutally honest. But just like kindness can be good or bad. I know that sounds funny, but kindness can be bad. If you're being taken advantage of, if you're not, you know, advocating for yourself, it can be a problem.
Exactly.
You know, if you're a doormat.
And then the realness can be, like you said, it can be offensive.
Yeah, it can be bad. So I get both sides of it, you know. So, okay. Well, Kara, I appreciate you being honest today.
Always.
All right. You have a great day, girl. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Next up, I got Nick in Waukesha. And I swear, yesterday I could not find his song, but I swear I'm going to do it today, Nick. I swear I am if I can pull up the right number. Hold on, Nick. Oh, no. Hi, Nick. Is this you?
No, this is Bryce.
Oh, it's Bryce. See, this is why I need my pilot back. This has got to be Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I knew it. I only had to answer 7 calls before I got to you. Nick, one of these days I'm going to remember where everybody's theme songs are, and I'm not going to disappoint you guys. I'm so sorry. Oh, here it is. I got it. Just took a few minutes again. My bad. Hi, Nick. All right, Nick. You're going nice. You think people should be kind over honest. Is that your answer?
It is, yeah. I've had too many people in my life just be brutally honest, and honestly, it's getting a little too much now.
Really? So you'd rather be the kindness over? What if we need honesty sometimes, though? What about that?
They're always going to be honest, even if they're being nice about it.
Mm, So you can be nice and honest. There's somebody actually on the phone who wants to fight that argument. So I'm in for it for sure. All right,
sure,
Nick, I really appreciate you. You have a great day, okay?
You know me, I'm controversial.
You are, but you're also very kind. See? So you're going kind. So far we have one honest and one kind. But Nick, I'd be shocked if you said honest. You're such a nice guy. I picture you as the guy who'd say kind for sure. I can't say the same for my next caller, and you'll understand why. Have a great day, Nick.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. You heard what I said. Yeah, I said it. Mike in Hartford, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I work in an industry that kindness will help you get further along throughout your day, but I work in an industry that being honest is a better way of doing things.
Why is that? Because, I mean, you're a truck driver, Mike. Why?
Where you're just so thick-skinned. You get to deal with so much stuff that being honest about, you know, this, that, or the other seems to get me further down the road.
Yep.
There are times where kindness, you know, you're going to help a customer. You're going to appease to their rules. Okay, great. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them I don't want to do it, but I will.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of customers. I don't like your rules. I'll do them. I don't like them.
Usually in life, though, like paying attention, holding people accountable makes them better, right?
Yep.
Being honest. So these things, but we are so worried about hurting people's feelings, we end up actually doing them a disservice sometimes by trying to be too nice, right? It drives me crazy.
And I'm trying, like with Eileen, she's turning 5 next week.
Aww.
I'm trying to
teach her kindness. Because that's
the
core.
Same time, be honest about things. Like, I want you to be a nice person, but you also need to be honest about a lot of things.
Like, absolutely. Like, so, everything. Well, Carl and Indy said overly polite on the text line. You can call or text 414-533-1037. He said overly polite because the world needs happiness. But too much happening can be a little too much. Okay, Carl, fair enough. And then Lindsay and Grafton said honesty, because you can still be kind. It's all about good intentions and delivery. Well, Lindsay, I need help with the delivery parts. So anyway, Mike does not. Mike just says, I don't like your rules, but I'll do them.
Yep. It's gotten me this far.
It sure has. All right, Mike. Love you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. I'm still reading your text, but last but not least, I got to go to our girl. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Sarah in Hartford. Let me dust off this theme song. I mean.
Good morning.
All right, the dust is off. Hey, girl. It's good to hear from you. Hey, all right. The question of the day, do you want to live in a world where everyone is overly polite or overly honest? You're a little bit of both, huh?
I'm a little bit of both, because you can be polite about being honest. You can be honest and still be polite.
So fair, but do people listen? This is where
I work in healthcare, so I talk to a lot of people.
Delivery.
But I don't lie about things. I just word things in a polite way. And it's about listening. You don't want to be a people pleaser all the time.
Right.
But I mean, you just have to figure out that happy medium. You can be kind to people. Now, if you deserve the rudeness, that's kind of what you get. If you want me to be honest, I'll be honest.
Yes.
Brutally. But you can still do it in a kind way, unless they deserve otherwise.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's all about tact. And I didn't say I have it. I just said, you know, I wanted to know what you thought. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that, Sarah.
Well, I say be kind when you're honest. Let's go with that. Be kind and honest.
Try to be both in the world. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
I have amazing news. I talked to DZ. He's going to call into the show very shortly. I'm very excited to talk to him and see how he's doing.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So there I am last night. I took Owen to the Princeton Club because he has been working on his basketball game. We'll see if he's been doing one-on-one stuff with a basketball trainer there. And as I'm there, I'm sitting there watching, and a lady I know very well comes up and starts talking to me and says, how are you? She said, I have a What Would DZ Do for you. I almost called you up or sent it into the show. I said, what is it? what do you got? And so she starts telling me the story about her daughter, who is a senior in high school, going to be a senior. She's a junior, going to be a senior. And how her daughter decided that she wanted to get a job for summer break. Okay. And so she was like, go for it. Get a job. She gets a job at a local restaurant. She starts working and she turns around and there is her ex-boyfriend, a guy that she dated for quite a long time in high school. Now, full disclosure, they broke up over 6 months ago. She's already moved on. She's got a new boy in Greenfield, which is so southeastern Wisconsin, right? And she's telling me this story. She's like, oh, she's got a new boyfriend. He lives in Greenfield. He's a new guy. She likes him. But here's where the problem ensues, and here's where the what would DZ do starts. She said her daughter gets a job, walks in, starts working, and realizes her ex-boyfriend also has a part-time job at this place. And she looks at him. She goes, what are you doing here? He goes, what are you doing here? She goes, I work here. He said, I work here too. She's like, well, how long have you worked here? And he's like, oh, for months. And she's like, he's like, well, how long have you worked here? She said, I just got the job. Anyway, he is a busboy. She's a server at this restaurant, okay? So he cleans her tables and she's a server. So are they interacting? Yes and no. But what my friend said to me was, what would you do? Would you keep working with your ex? You get a summer job. You have no idea your ex-boyfriend works there, right? Or ex-girlfriend, whatever. 414-533-1037. So she's telling me this, and I'm like, ew, that would be awful. You're so excited about this new job. You want to work there, and then your ex is there when you turn the corner. I can't even imagine, okay? 414-533-1037. Honestly, I tried to put myself in this position. I don't know what DZ would say. I don't know if he would say, just suck it up and continue on and make it not awkward. Because some might say, well, high school romances, it's going to be fine. In a few years, they're going to see each other. They're not even going to think about it. But at the same time, if I started a new job and I walked in and my ex was there, I don't think I would want to continue. I just don't. I think I would look and be like, no, 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 but you've already gone through everything. Think about this. You filled out the paperwork. Everything's done. I don't know if I would be down for this at all. All right, let me go to the phones. I'm just going to pull somebody up randomly before we take calls and see what everybody thinks. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, I should have known. Hey, Saucy. Got your own theme song. Hey, girl.
How's okay. it going?
Well, it's going. So there I was last night talking to my friend, and she said her daughter got this summer job, walks in, and realizes her ex-boyfriend also works there. She's like,
awkward,
right? She's like, what would you do? I go, this is such a what would DZ do? And she goes, it is. I go, I gotcha, tomorrow. So here we are. So we got to help her out because they're listening. Trust me, they're listening. And I don't know what the advice is. What do you think?
Okay, so my thoughts are, is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Is you're just going to have to play nice.
You're saying just stay there. Shoot. She's got a new boyfriend. And she's got a new boyfriend. I don't know if he's got a new girlfriend, but she's already seeing somebody else. See?
So be secure in that and cross that T and be good.
I love it. Cross the T, be secure in it, and you're good to go. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and if you do have some type of feeling or feel some type of way and you don't like it, then go find somewhere else. There's opportunities all over.
Yeah. Well, Jocelyn from Racine texted in and said, I would keep the job. But then right above that, Kathleen texted in and said, get a new job. Working with my ex now, it sucks. Because, Saucy, think about this. We say, just get over it, be secure. But, boy, if I had to walk into this building every day and see any of a number of plethora of exes, I'd be so annoyed. I mean, I'd be like, come on.
Yeah, that's valid. I'd be irritated and annoyed too.
However,
that's where you have the choice. And if it bothers you that much, then you should go somewhere else. You got to figure out what's good for your own mental health.
True, true.
And if it's better to be away, then you need to find a new job. However, if you can just, be okay.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Anna texted in and said, see those big girl pants? Put them on and go to work. We almost need to empower her. Like, you got this, girl. Like you were saying, Saucy. Like,
yes.
You're good at it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're always going to have people you don't like, but at work.
Exactly.
But it doesn't have to be your ex. Ick. Oh my God. Okay. You know what? We're both grossed out now. Okay. Bye, Saucy. Yeah. Love you.
Much love. Bye.
Saucy and I grossed ourselves out with that. that thought. 414-533-1037. The phones are going crazy. I can see that. And I see your text coming in. So her daughter is going to be a senior next year. She gets a summer job, and it turns out her ex-boyfriend of a few years works with her. He's a busser. She's a server. She's already seeing someone new, and she doesn't know what to do, but she's like, I didn't know my ex worked here. What would you do? We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
He can't make it worse because I'm here to make it worse all by myself. Uh-huh. We're talking about working with your ex, a summer job. Actually, DZ, I talked to him. He's going to call in shortly. So hold on. We're going to hear from him very soon. I'm very excited to see how he's doing after his knee surgery. But in the meantime, I'm talking about how I saw a friend last night, and she was telling me how her daughter, going to be a senior in high school, got a summer job, walked in, started working, and sees her ex-boyfriend of a couple years. Now, she's already moved on, but now she's stuck working with her ex. I mean, I'm trying to be positive here, but who cheers about that, especially when you're already dating somebody new? So I'm going to go ahead and pull up our first one. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. OG Lori at Timmerman Airport. Hey, girl.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, working with your ex. Awkward.
You know what? Don't care. We are strong, independent women now. Oh, okay. If she took the energy to get that job, she needs to take herself to work and never mind that guy. Because you know what? She's got a new boo.
Yep.
She's working. She's in school. You know, her situation is over.
She's got and a new boo in a different city. I love this. Isn't this very southeastern Wisconsin? It's like, oh, she's dating a guy in Greenfield now. She moved
absolutely.
On. I miss high school.
And it's a different situation, you know. Yeah. Right. It's a high school fling.
Yeah,
now,
totally.
It's different. You know, if you were married to the person and you had a couple kids and you had a contentious divorce, then leave.
Then hell no.
Immediately.
Then I would never.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But high school fling, you know what? That's called maturity.
True.
You both need to be adults, grow up, get over it, and be done.
Maybe this is a life lesson in growing up a little because she is going to be a senior in high school. She's almost there where she's going to be an adult and have to, you know, figure these things out. So maybe that is good advice.
And let's be fair. All of us as adults, we don't always get along with people that we work with, but you got to suck it up because you work with them.
Well, and it's called professionalism. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes. There's people I smile at all the time I don't like. You're right, Lori. Yes. Yes. Wait, I said that out loud. Lori, you know what? I got to stop. Thank you for calling.
All right. Love you. Much love to DZ.
Love you.
Hope he's feeling good.
I know. He's probably listening. He's going to call in shortly, so I cannot wait to talk to him and give the big update from him. So.
All right.
Bye, Lori.
Bye.
All right. So the problem is she's working with her ex. She doesn't know what to do. She gets a summer job. She walks in. She's already seeing someone new, but he's a busser. She's a server. And she's just like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to do this. So Lori said, get over it. Next up on the lines, another theme song holder called 5 Days in a Row. Hey, Shu.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you hear the dilemma. She's working with her ex. And the texts are interesting. Bella texted in from Kenosha and said, never let anyone mess with your money or your happiness. Work hard, smile at him, and then forget him. You got a new guy. The ex is irrelevant. Okay. What do you think, Shoop?
Well, coming from a guy that, you know, dated somebody that he worked with and then had to end the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then had to continue to work with them.
The horror.
It's
cringing already.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, but if the relationship is over, you have to be cordial. You just have to be.
You do?
And I think you do. I think the advice that was just given, it's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with the previous caller for sure that, you know, and it's high school.
Absolutely.
We've got so much more life to live, mm-hmm. that, yeah, this is just one of those hiccups.
And it's easy for us to say it's just high school, but when you're in it, it feels like the whole, you know, I mean, you're so impressionable. I mean,
I'm a high school teacher.
You
so
know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, every day is different.
Ashley and Adele said, it's a high school relationship. Keep your job, girl. And then Sarah and West Bend said, coexist. There's always going to be someone in life you dislike more. As long as he respects you at work, keep on keeping on with your new job. Oh, that's good advice, too. Yeah, that's fair. As long as you're not having drama. Okay, Shoop, thanks for calling.
No, thank you. You're amazing.
Bye, you too. All right, last but not least, Adrian's in Milwaukee. Adrian!
Weppa.
I was supposed to play Lil Wayne for you, and I can't find it. I'm sorry. But you have your own theme song, Adrian, and we love you. So you heard the problem on What Would DZ Do. She's working with her ex-boyfriend. She didn't know he also got a summer job there, and she doesn't know what to do. What would you do?
Secure the bag. Hey, bus boys, come clean up this table.
Secure the bag.
Secure the bag.
I cannot with you, Adrian, even though I completely agree.
Secure the bag, mama. Get that money.
Secure the bag. You're too much. All right, Adrian, I don't need any more advice. That was great. Have a great day.
Love you.
Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And I'm so excited because DZ has been gone since he had his knee surgery on Tuesday. What is today? Thursday. I had to think about what day it is. And I finally got him on the phone. Hi, DZ.
Weppa. What up, man?
Weppa. Welcome. Everybody misses you. How you doing?
I miss everybody back, G. I'm struggling.
Liar.
I'm not a very good stay still person.
No.
And I've been having to stay pretty still the last couple of days.
Well, the people that don't know, they're just realizing this. You had knee surgery on Tuesday because you realized you'd been in so much pain. There was no cartilage. And you had to have cartilage and bone put into your knee, right? They basically like kind of reconstructed it. Is that right?
Yep. I had basically a graft drilled out of a donor knee, a recently deceased donor knee.
Wow. Do you know who died?
From a living donor. No, but what's cool is I do have the ability to like reach out
and
just say thank you to like the family.
So
I do definitely want to do that. I do definitely want to do that because
that's so sweet.
They may try to leverage the information because, yeah, man, organ donation is huge and important. And we think about major organs like hearts, liver, lungs, whatever. Like, no, like knees, bones,
everything,
marrow,
everything.
Cartilage. And literally everything can be donated to a certain degree. And mm-hmm. as I'm sitting here, you know, all looped up with pain medication and
as you should
like
be.
In a whole emotional state. Like, I'm really, really grateful for being able to have gone through something like this. And, I mean, just to have the people around me, the family, the team, like, just literally everyone top to bottom has just been amazing. Like, I could tear up.
Well, you can tear up if you want. We have time. Don't worry. Listen, no, but seriously, so you got done with the surgery on Tuesday. You got home. You sent me a picture, and I can see you're in your knee brace, and you're not supposed to walk? Like, how do you go to the bathroom? Like, what is I need details. Like,
so here's the deal. It's not that I can't walk.
Yeah.
I just can't put any weight on my own leg, and I can't bend it.
Got it.
So I got to be using crutches the whole time if I'm even moving. I can't get myself in and out of bed. I'm pretty monitored. And what's crazy is I'm home alone right now. So, like, I'm just, like, really winging it until my little sister can get here. My youngin's coming up because my wife had to go back to work. She could only take a couple days off. The boys are still going to daycare. And now we're starting the rotation of, like, who's going to come take care of DZ, you know, because buddy over here needs to get up every hour to move around and got to do ice therapy. I got to do my movement range of motion therapy.
DZ, I got a 6'4", 250, 13-year-old. He's free for a Saturday and Sunday. If you'd like me to send him.
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's crazy.
You're like, not the kids.
I need coordination. I need no children, please. Above 18.
Fine,
above 18,
I'll be there. Fine. Okay, fine. I'll be over. No, but
adult
seriously.
Supervision required.
Wait, are you, no supervision. Are you using the grabbers I gave you to grab things or no?
Gee, I wish you could FaceTime me right now because I listen,
can't.
Listen.
No, you got the grabbers.
Bruh, how do you think I'm turning listen, let me turn the light off in my room. I just turned the light off.
No way. With the grabber? With the grabber?
With the grabber from
up.
Bed. I am laid up in bed.
That's
turning
hysterical.
The light off and on. I could reach like 65% of the room, and I don't need 65% of this room right now.
DZ, you're funny. I'm so happy they're working. Listen, so but you're still in a lot of pain, which breaks my heart. Oh, yeah. You said it's like a 9 out of 10 still, huh? Oh man.
Nine out of ten when I'm even just laying here, G. So like when I get out of bed to use the restroom,
yeah,
to just like move around, mm-hmm, I can feel immediate tension, pressure buildup, pain. Like I didn't take this as like seriously as they were really trying to portray.
Cause I was
like,
oh, really?
It'll be okay, guys. Oh, not that I didn't believe it was a major surgery.
Yeah.
I was taking it seriously. I didn't really realize the pain that I was about to be in,
yeah,
like, the next day.
Right.
Because even coming out of surgery, I was like, oh, I got nerve blockers in my leg.
You were high as a kite. Okay. And then the nerve block comes off the next day, and that's when the pain kicks in. I've had a lot of surgeries, and I know exactly what you're talking about. The first day is great, because you're still under, you know, and then you come out.
You were very,
Oh, God. Dude, your IG reel was hysterical, DZ, and I loved it. If you guys aren't following DZ on Instagram, so Soy Me DZ is his username. Dude, you were killing me with that. You were showing your bare butt, which was blocked out, everybody. Don't worry. But
bro, you want to hear the funniest part about that?
Yes.
Is when I was doing the dance, like, because that was right before surgery. That was right before they knocked me out, right?
Yeah, you were
they gassed
recording
me up, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was my wife was recording. I turned around, mooned the whole camera, showed everybody my thug life. As the doctor's walking in, double, triple salute to Dr. Lisa.
Does he know you have thug life on your ass? Does he know you have a tattoo?
And she walks in and is like, are you ready?
So they had no idea.
Oh, yeah, doc. Let's go, man.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
you're the doctor operating on you, and you're like, flip them over. And then they flip over, and you got the whole thug life across your cheeks. I'm dying, dude. And they're like, oh, my God.
I really do hope they didn't have to flip me over. And if they did, my bad. They saw thug life and 6FM with the Columbia map on my other calf.
Your tattoos are phenomenal, DZ. That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
So wait. So I'm going to come visit you today if you let me, which I'm excited about. And I'm happy to come in on rotation. We're getting texts right now that say, so great to hear DZ's voice. Hope recovery is speedy and smooth. Somebody else said, Wepa, we love you, DZ. Alicia in West Bend said, my sister was a donor. And yes, DZ, reach out to the donor's family. They love hearing from the recipients. Aww.
I think I definitely want to do that because, right, you don't think about stuff like that. And
yeah,
when they presented me with the little pamphlet card that gave me the QR code to, go through the steps to sign up, I really thought, like, this is cool because I could choose to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. I could let them know who I am.
Totally.
They could choose to let me know who they are. Or I could just simply say thank you and I could never hear from them again. And
right.
It's not about knowing whose knee it is. I mean, if I got a professional athlete, I'd love to know. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't that be wild
be
to
mad,
be one professional athlete knee and one regular 31-year-old knee?
Which one would be the regular knee? I'm confused.
The old one. The one on the other, the left knee one.
Boo, tomato.
Lori from Cedarburg says she has a wheelchair if you need it. I'm not kidding. I want to put a Colombian flag on the wheelchair and push you around. I'm not kidding, man. That'd be so fun for me.
When I say I'm not going to be able to stay like locked into this bed long.
Yeah. We got to get you out.
I have not been sleeping. If you want me to really peel back the curtain, though, since Tuesday, I've slept a collection of, like, maybe 9 hours.
Oh, is it the pain or what?
The pain, the movement, the therapy, like, just having to get up and like, move around or just even just not being comfortable in bed. Like, I've slept a collection of 9, maybe 10 hours the past 2 days.
Oh, man. Did they say when the pain should stop? Like, how long do you even, are you just, you don't know? Because eventually you're going to have a better quality of life because you were in pain before. Your knee was killing you. And now eventually when you recover, it'll be better. But we have to get through the recovery. So whoever texted in, they want the link for the grabber because their boyfriend's having some kind of knee surgery. Just go to Amazon and put a knee surgery grabber. Trust me, you'll get every.
They don't need the link. I got 15 of them that you bought me, Allie. Come grab 5 from me.
No, I wanted you to have one in every room, every color. there, and I wanted him. No, no, don't give yours away. They can order
their own.
No, they're like $8. They'll be fine. Well, DZ, we miss you.
I miss y'all, man. I had to call up and join the fam for a little bit. I know y'all are holding it down and don't need me, but I need y'all.
What do you mean we don't need you? I definitely need you. Are you kidding me? I can't wait for you to come back. That's a bunch of nonsense, but okay. All right.
Same girl.
Well, listen, I'll hit you up later because I do want to come visit you. And I honestly am happy to come keep you company some of these days. I will seriously find Lori's wheelchair and push you around the block in Bayview. We'll go to Pizza Hut or Target or wherever you want, DZ.
I want to get around, man. I got to get in motion. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want to be good enough. I want to get this rehab in. I want to be good to see my boy Bryce. You know, I'm trying to be out here. I'm trying to be active, baby. I'm trying to be active.
Oh, final question. How did the kids handle it? I didn't even ask about Sammy and Danny. Like, how was their... Have they been okay, or are they all over your knee?
Thankfully, my wife is like an absolute soldier.
Yes.
G.I. Jane, I'm talking about. She is quick to it.
Aaron is.
There's been a few close calls, right? A few close calls where I'm like, Aaron!
Yeah, yeah.
Because Danny's getting, like, really, really close to my knee. But Sammy, he's, you know, our 3-turning-4-year-old, he's really cognizant of, like, oh, dang, you really are laid up. Man.
Like, dang. Dad really doesn't have a leg. Damn. He's like the three-legged cat.
You got hit like 50? What have you got hit like 50? Say, what happened?
You got 2 3-legged people. You got the cat and you now in that house, man. Look at this. You guys are on a roll.
But Danny, our 18-month-old, he has no clue, no concept. Yeah. He wants to roll all over my leg and wrestle the robot now. So I'm like, no, thank you.
Well, DZ, hang in there. We're getting tons of texts for you. Everybody says, so great to hear DZ on the radio. My aunt, who is 67, got a meatpacking sticker on her butt cheek that says USDA Prime Choice Beef. And she said, nobody knows it's there, but when they roll her over, the doctor's going to laugh. That's hysterical.
And then, spirit animal, boy.
Yep, the other text above that says, sending all the healing vibes DZ's way as someone who's had major surgery and wasn't supposed to move and couldn't help herself. I was out and about. Oh, no. Don't tell him that. No. What's wrong with you? He's got to take it easy, everybody. All right.
No, well, finish reading the text.
They said stay in the house and be careful. That's what they said, DZ. All right. We love
you. I can't reach my laptop. Yeah, dog. I love y'all back. I love you, fam. Thank you.
Call anytime because we're here. 6 to 10. You know you're welcome to be on this show as much as you want when you're bored. I swear to God.
Well, I'm trying to get my theme song, y'all. Day 1. Let's get it.
All right, we're getting into Am I the Jerk. Okay, DZ, bye. We love you.
Bye. Love you. Mwah.
Bye. Mwah.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So great hearing from DZ. So great. That just made me happy. I'm like, oh, man, now we got to do Am I the Jerk? I have more questions. No, but hopefully we'll hear from DZ again before he's back, whenever he's ready. Won't be too long. But Am I the Jerk? This one involves getting in your neighbor's hot tub when they're out of town, which sounds really shady, and you all know it. Okay, here's what they said, and you guys can come up with the name yourself. Am I the jerk for using my neighbor's hot tub? Allie and DZ, my neighbors have a hot tub and I do not. We aren't best friends, but in general, I think they're nice people and we invite each other over if we have a barbecue or a party. I wouldn't put them on my A-list team of friends, but maybe the C-list. Well, here's where I want to know if I'm the jerk. My husband and I use their hot tub when they're out of town. We've done it about 12 to 15 times. We mentioned it this weekend to some other friends, and everyone was appalled that we use it when they're gone. They asked if the neighbors know. We said no. They don't have cameras. We just use it, make sure everything looks nice, put it back, and leave. Are we the jerk for using our neighbors' hot tubs when they're gone or out of town? I mean... Not with you guys sometimes. 414-533-1037. That is the Am I the Jerk today, okay? Am I the jerk for using my neighbor's hot tub when they're not there? I'm going to go with yes and ooh. Why? I mean, granted, I'll get in hot tubs all the time. I guess who am I one to talk? I mean, I'll go to a resort. I'll go to a gym. I'll go anywhere and get in the damn hot tub. So I'm one to talk. But you're getting in your neighbor's hot tub, I would think... I mean, who knows what goes on? I don't know. I'm just getting grossed out. Maybe not. Maybe I should just say this is a great, a genius idea and nobody's getting hurt. Because nobody is getting hurt. Nobody knows the difference. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk? And what are we going to call her? What are we going to call this woman? I don't. We need to give her a name. And you can sit. Oh, Hot Haley. Nasty Natalie. WTF. You guys are texting in the best names. Somebody said, bleep, yeah, the jerk. What if something happened while they were in the tub? Oh, God. Autumn in Waukesha said, hot tub and Hannah. Oh, that's a good one. Hot tub and Hannah. I love that one. All right, you guys. Is she the jerk for using the neighbor's hot tub? Oh, when they're gone, we'll talk to you next.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, I don't know what we named her, but she wants to know if she's a jerk for going in the neighbor's hot tub with her husband when they're out of town. People are appalled on the text line. They're calling her Whirlpool Wendy. Things like that. You guys are killing me with some of these names. Hot Tub Sally. Hot Tub Harriet is definitely the jerk. That came from Mandy in Lake Geneva. Oh, I cannot with you guys. All right, I'm just going to get right into it and go to the phones. I got Jawan in Sheboygan. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Allie. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, but I want to know, what do you think? Is she the jerk, and what should we call her for getting in the neighbor's hot tub?
All right, so jerk, 100%.
Yes.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. They don't have permission. Without permission, sneaking off into the neighbor's hot tub, you are the jerk.
Yeah.
Whether you clean it up and you get it back right and you're not harming anyone, he's still the jerk.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta ask before you just, you know, go and use their stuff.
100%.
So that's why I stand on
that. And an invasion of space. Somebody said, talk about an invasion of space. Literally appalling. I do agree with that. And it's trespassing, which, whatever. Chill out, people. But you know what I mean.
And I'm going to stick with Nasty Natalie. I'm going to go ahead and
nasty.
Say it.
You guys want to do Nasty Natalie, huh? All right.
Look, Nasty Natalie got a ring to it.
Nasty Natalie, it's done. You got to pick it. Thank you, Juwan and Sheboygan. You have a great day.
Thank you, Allie. You too. Right. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
Sheboygan must be hot this morning because there's another caller from Sheboygan. But first, I'm going to start with Ayana in Milwaukee. Is this you, Ayana? How are you?
Yes, it is.
Hey. Welcome to the show. All right. You heard Juwan. He said definitely a jerk, and we're calling her now. Nasty Natalie.
Yes, that is, you don't know how clean that hot tub is, whether or not they clean it or not. And it's just like, you're breaking in, like, that's not your house nor your hot tub.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it's trespassing. You're breaking the law and you're using somebody's stuff. It's messed up, right?
Yeah, and we don't know how clean the maintenance is for that hot tub.
Right. We don't know. Well, and it's their own, so they don't care. Hey, kiddos. Well, we're going to go with Nasty Natalie, and we're going to say jerk. We got one more caller left. Thanks for calling, Ayana.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. Allie in Sheboygan, we're going to come to you next because Sheboygan's hot today. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. Love your name, but that's another topic for another day. Allie, are you really going to go anything other than jerk on this one? She's using the neighbor's hot tub when they're gone, her and her husband.
Oh, no, total jerk, super gross. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay,
one of these days, whoever owns that hot tub, one of these days they're going to put in chemicals, and they're going to end up in the bath or in that hot tub, and who knows what would happen.
Everyone is like placing cameras right now above their hot tubs. See, a lot of people don't want cameras above their hot tubs because of what goes on. But now people are going to have to put cameras because they're like, I don't, what if your neighbors have been in there for years and you would never know.
How are you supposed to trust your neighbors?
You wouldn't. But then again, you wouldn't know the difference because you don't even know they're using the hot tub. That is shady, man. The audacity, you know? I mean, that takes a lot. I mean, it's one thing to go over, like, I'll go borrow something from my neighbors, like a rake. I sure don't get in their hot tub. I'm just saying, you know? I mean, come on. So,
I bet the neighbors wouldn't even care if you asked for permission.
Well, that's
not the point.
That's, you know what? You're right. That's the thing. Imagine if you had just asked, for sure. So, all right. Well, thanks, Allie. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. You guys are killing me with some of these names you're sending in. I am losing it. The text line is 414-533-1037. I'm getting Facebook messages from people saying, I don't know the text line, but you should call her Harriet Hot Tubman. You guys are, stop it, okay? It's Nasty Natalie, and she's definitely the jerk we have decided today. There is no question about it. Jerk. All right, it's Allie and DZ on 103.7 KISS FM, and I want to talk for a second about the old school summer ideas. Now, I am one who is happy to evolve with the world. I don't need everything to be old school all the time. You guys, I like technology. I like air conditioning. I like all of the things, okay? But I do understand, because I have two children, an 11 and a 13-year-old, and they don't want to do anything in the summer. It's like every summer, the parents go, what are the kids doing this summer? And I'm like, I don't know. What are your kids doing? We all look at each other, maybe pay for camp, maybe figure out something for them to do. But as they get older, they have to entertain themselves more. One of my favorite things that I love doing, because we're going to talk about old school summers, and we don't need kids to do everything old school, just your favorite old school summer ideas, was the lemonade stand. And you still see them. You still see them out and about. I love the lemonade stand idea for so many reasons. One, they have to do it, and it's fun, and they get to leave with money, right? They learn how to make money. They learn how much things cost. Maybe you take them to the store, and you teach them how much the lemonade costs, and then they can see if there's a profit. I mean, real things, people. The lemonade stand, by far, my favorite old school summer activity. I thought about this the other day, too, though, because I was at a stoplight, and I heard some kind of, like, crazy sound, and I turned down my radio, and it was the ice cream truck, and I looked over, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I don't know what's coming out of that speaker, but the ice cream truck is still happening. And it's still got 9,000 stickers all over it. You know what I'm talking about. And it's still there. So I want to know your best ideas, because I need to entertain my kids. Let's just be real. And you do too. And we want them to get outside. We want them to feel their feet in the grass. They probably won't. They probably will fight us on it. But it's a good idea, right? 414-533-1037. Is it camping? Is it the sprinkler? What's the best? I mean, my kids, they don't even understand the slip and slide. I have to get it out and explain to them how much fun we used to have with these things all summer. They don't get it. We'll talk to you next. The best old school summer ideas, because the world has evolved, it's changed, and like I said, I love technology, but I need to figure out what to do with my 11 and 13 year old, because they'll sit in the house all day if I let them. I love the lemonade stand. I mean, I don't expect them to be outside all day like we were, rubbing their feet in the grass because they have nothing better to do, but I do want them to have a little bit of those little memories that we had. I got Kaylee in West Bend, day 3, calling in. Girl, you almost have a theme song. This is impressive.
I know. I was talking to you with my son last night. We were already trying to think of a song.
Yes. This is called manifesting. You believe in yourself and you're going to make it happen. All right,
absolutely.
Kaylee. I love this. So I said lemonade stand. You get behind the lemonade stand?
Yep. My son, in fact, we were just talking about it the other day. He wants to do one like this weekend or next weekend.
Nice. Make sure it's really hot so he makes a lot of money.
Exactly. That's why we're watching the weather.
Exactly. What else do you like to do? You said the farmer's market's a big one.
Yep. There's a regular farmer's market, but there also is a kids farmer's market up here.
Yeah, I want to talk about this for a second, because I saw this. I don't know if I saw this on Facebook or somewhere, but I was very impressed with West Bend. I mean, so how does this work? The kids get to sell things at the farmer's market?
Yeah, what they do is they have it a separate day.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you can make stuff like, my son does brownies and, baked goods and things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it gives kids to be entrepreneurs. I love this.
Well, and that's the thing, and they're very strict that the kids have to do it all. The parents are supposed to be there.
Whoa.
But the kids have to do it all.
So the kids have to bake and everything?
Yep.
Oh, do you really make him bake it all? Tell the truth.
I actually do. The only thing I help him with is putting it in and out of the oven.
That's fair, because, you know, I get it, the oven. Yep. Wow, well, I love that they have that kids farmers market in West Bend. They're probably not the only city that does that. And if they are, other cities need to pick that up, because that's a really cool way for kids to start businesses really organically right on the street in their own city. Love that idea. Love it.
The first time he did it, no joke, he made $100.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
I spent 100. Okay. And he's making 100. Unbelievable, this kid.
Yep.
Impressive. Well, I love that, Kaylee. I love that your son does that. Now I'm going to have to come get a brownie, even though I can't eat it. Impressive.
Well,
tell me.
You should, because he does other things too.
Well,
so
tell
you
me.
Definitely should.
I'll come visit your farmer's market. Say less. All right, Kaylee.
Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow for day four, okay?
For sure. Definitely.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
All right. Somebody texted in, said, oh, Carl and Indy texted in. Take the kids to Six Flags. It's always a good vibe going there. We're talking about what to do with the kids in the old school summer. Because I'm sorry, you know, school's ending. You got to find something to do if they're not in camp. Everybody's like, what are you going to do this summer? And we just did whatever we could figure out. That's what I did. Darnell's in Milwaukee. Hi, Darnell.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. You have a 10-year-old daughter, you said, huh?
10 months.
Oh, tough. 10 months, that's a big difference. Okay. So, anyway, back to the summer ideas. What is your old school summer idea?
Well, unfortunately, this one does not involve children, but it's called adult prom.
Oh.
Everybody gets dressed up.
Uh-huh.
Goes over to the house, and we have prom again.
I just did this the other day. Well, not the other day, but somebody invited me to an adult prom. It was a fundraiser for a fantastic woman with ALS. Her name is Cindy in Franklin. And I showed up, and they had an adult prom, and we all got dressed to the nines. So wait, so where do the kids go then? What are you going to do with your 10-month-old when the adults are having a fun summer, Darnell?
Yeah, I haven't figured that one out yet, but probably just a sitter. Probably one of my cousins or something like that, but haven't figured that out yet.
I love it, Darnell. You definitely just had a baby because you're like, I don't care about the kids. Let me tell you what I'm going to do this summer. Listen.
For sure.
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, bye. So we're talking about old school summer ideas and what you can do with the kids. I said the lemonade stand was one of my favorite. I see all your texts coming in. A sprinkler and a slipping slide. Classic and fun. Yes, absolutely love the slip and slide. Love the sprinkler. My kids still like to play in the hose. I will give them that. 11 and 13, and they still get a kick out of it. And whoever texted in, Delafield did a child's farmer's market last weekend. Fantastic. Mwah. Chef's kiss to Delafield and all the cities that do that. That is a fantastic idea. All right. One more person on the phone. I got to pull him up. Look out, everybody. Bring them out. Bring them out. Roger. Bring them out. Where have you been? Bring them out. Roger. Bring them out, bring them out. Oh, no. Roger, you're on. Where are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, are you okay, Roger?
I'm good. I had a couple things to do the last couple of days, so it kind of took me out the spot.
Well, but you didn't even say your opening. I played the song and everything. You missed it, Roger. Roger. Hold on, Roger. Let's try this again. Everyone, Roger in Milwaukee. Roger. Woo, Roger, your phone is a hot mess today. I barely heard you. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now we're better. Okay, Roger, give me your old school. We're just going to forget about that for a second. Let's talk old school ideas because you surely have some.
Definitely water balloon fights.
Oh, the water balloon fights. And you didn't want to get hit with one. You were like, oh, I hope this doesn't hurt. But you sure did love to throw them at people, boy.
I wanted all the smoke. I didn't care.
All the smoke. Stop it.
Yeah.
You're crazy. The water balloon fight is a good one. Somebody else said get a season pool pass. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yep.
State parks. Picking strawberries and even county parks. And then somebody said, Jules from Greendale said, sprinklers and popsicles. Yes. That sums it up, Roger, to a T.
I got one for you.
Ooh, what?
Hot tub mess. Linda is the judge.
You know, here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where things are closing and a lot of people shutting their doors, I have good news for you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning and buenos dias. I will say that in honor of DZ. He was on the show this morning. It was phenomenal. We got a big update. You'll be able to listen back on the Odyssey app later or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We're on everywhere. You just have to search for Ali and DZ. I was telling somebody that yesterday. They were like, wait, your whole show's on the internet? I'm like, every single day. I know people that walk and listen to our podcast. I know people that work out and listen to whatever. They clean the house and listen. Yeah, it's a thing. So if you can't listen in the morning or you don't have the app or whatever, you can listen other ways, all right? So I want to talk about this, though. I'm very excited. And if you're not excited, what's wrong with you? Because they are going to be opening more stores in 2025 than they have in their 50-year history in the United States. Aldi. Aldi is opening almost 800 new stores. And I believe it because when I went to visit my parents in Florida, which a lot of you heard about that drama. Well, we're not going to revisit that. When I was there, there is a big, big, big building by my parents' house. And I was like, what are they building? My mom's like, that's going to be an Aldi. I'm like, what? Like, look at Aldi building stores. Okay, because let's be real. We all know the produce is cheap and phenomenal. And the more I go there, the more I like. So I get my some cauliflower fried rice. We all have our things, right, from different stores. I could go on about Aldi, but that's a topic for another day. I want to discuss businesses we wish would grow. We want more of them. Aldi is a perfect example. I feel like there's not enough. You have to know exactly where yours is. And granted, we have like a Walgreens on every corner. Remember when those were on every corner? Which I don't mind. I use Walgreens a lot. But I was really excited for Aldi when I saw this because that's a lot. And to open 225 stores just this year. That truly is more than they've opened ever in 50, like they did. They're doing it all in 1 year. So they're growing and they're growing quick. The fastest growing grocer in the United States. So again, whether you're a pick and save person, whether you're a Walmart, whether you go to Sendix, Meijer, I don't care. Aldi is popping up with 800 new stores. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I just go to Aldi separately. Like I'll go do my things at pick and save or Walmart, and then I'll go to Aldi and get my produce or whatever I specifically want because I know it's cheaper. So is there a business you wish would you could see more of? Businesses we want to see more of. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Just talking about how Aldi announced they were opening like 800 new stores. They're opening 225 new stores in 2025 alone. And that's more than like their 50-year history. The most in 1 year for sure. So it just got me thinking because I'm all about more Aldis being around. I support that idea. Claire's in Menominee Falls. Hi, Claire.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What do you want to see more of? I said Aldi, I support this idea, but what else do you want to see more of?
I would like to see more like gluten-free restaurants / bakery.
Yes. I deal with this all the time because, you know, I don't eat sweets. And if I do, they have to be very specific, right? I eat like the keto sweets, the low carb sweets, but they have to have the replacement sugar, right? So all the time I'm looking for places to find something different, but it's very specific. It costs more. You know, it's hard for businesses, but I'm with you. There's so many people that are gluten free now. So many.
Yeah. Like allergy friendly bakeries. Like I'm gluten free.
Yeah.
And me making like cookies with like half the ingredients can't even pronounce.
Yeah. Do you have celiac disease?
Nope, just gluten intolerance.
Ah, interesting. Well, people don't know this, and I don't know if they find it interesting or not, but I do. One of my best friends from high school was one of the first people to study celiac disease many years ago. She was one of the first like scientists. That was one of their projects when people were like, nobody's allergic to bread. And then we found out a lot of people are allergic to bread, and it's not that natural. So I support it all, and I think it's really cool. Well, all right, more gluten-free. That's what you're saying,
more
Claire?
More gluten-free.
Very much so. All right. I support that. Thanks for calling, Claire. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. I don't really want to pull this next guy up, though. Oh, God. Let me find his theme song. Oh, God.
Hurry up.
Yeah. I hate you so much sometimes. Hey, Tony. Actually, I adore you because you're funny. Hi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tony, the mascot man.
Good morning, Allie, the DJ.
That's the DJ. Oh, man. All right, Tony, so what do you want to see more of, seriously?
Seriously, on a good note, I would actually like to see
more activities and things that adapt to kids.
Like, what do you mean?
I think, like, anything from a child's development where they can have and explore the creativity and the growth of a child's brain versus sitting in front of an iPad or a computer and things like that.
So you're saying less video games, more thinking.
Correct.
But not on a video game.
Correct. You know, something that would help the child's development and communication because, you know, everybody's attached to phones nowadays. So we're getting less that one-on-one. So I think more businesses should cater to kids or have something to offer where you can bring your child and kind of let that part of the child grow.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying completely. So, Tony, look at you. I never thought you'd be the one fighting for the kids, but here you are, Tony. I'm very impressed. I'm proud of you. Good job.
Here I am.
All right, you lunatic. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.